In the Gorgeous Kitchen with Josephine and Donna. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more info, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk.
Sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always eat. If their song is sweet to hear.
Hello, my name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous Kitchen in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. So what are we cooking today, Lady Donna?
We are cooking satay noodle lettuce wraps with prawns and mango.
Sounds like we're not cooking.
Exactly.
Sounds a little bit raw and salad-y and fresh and totally healthy.
Mm-hmm. Healthy and simple.
Yeah.
Get this. I think you're going to like this. It's described as a simple satay style dressing, brings together the exotic flavors in these lettuce wraps. Ready in 20 minutes.
Okay. Let's see whether that really happens.
Exactly. Okay. So what do we need?
Yeah, what's
we need,
the ingredients?
We need a pack of fresh egg noodles.
Got that today.
Peanut butter, smooth crunchy.
I bought the Sainsbury's Basics.
Excellent.
It's only 60p.
Sweet chili sauce.
Yep.
A lime. Carrot.
Yep, got a carrot.
Spring onions and six soft leaves from a round lettuce. Half a mango. Cooked and peeled prawns.
Found a ripe mango today, which is good.
Ah, fantastic. And 25 grams of salted peanuts chopped.
More chopping.
I'll get to chopping.
Nut chopping. It's one of your skills.
I don't think
made a recipe without some nut chopping.
Exactly. It's my strong suit.
It is.
My unique selling point.
So number one. Chopper. What's number one,
darling? Get started. Number one, boil the kettle.
Okay.
See, these are instructions I like. Yeah. Nice and simple, clear.
Okay. Is that the cooking? We've got that over and done
exactly.
with.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Just like making a cup of tea.
Yeah, it's the only bit of electricity we're going to use.
Okay, so we're going to tip the egg noodles. Yeah. We're going to tip the egg noodles into a colander in the sink and rinse with boiling water. Refresh briefly with cold water, shake dry, and tip into a large bowl.
So I wanted to ask you, have you been to the Far East, Donna?
I haven't. I've always wanted to go, but yeah, no, I haven't. Have you?
Yes, I've been to Thailand, Burma, and Vietnam.
Mm.
Yeah, but this to me seems the most Vietnamese out of them all, because they're famous for wraps. Everything there is wrapped. So you get a fish, and it's wrapped in paper. You get these delicious... In fact, today it's... Oh, God, I can't wait. And you bite into it and the freshness is extraordinary.
Mm.
In fact, the food in Vietnam was the best food we had.
So healthy, quick, fresh, healthy.
No, really, really good. The sad thing about Vietnam is you will never, ever see any wildlife anywhere.
Really?
Because they killed everything in the war.
Well, the Americans started with the napalm. I'm sure that didn't help.
Yeah, it didn't help. Yeah. And then you also see cages of dogs on the back of motorbikes. Everything's carried on kind of motorbikes. Everything. The whole country is run on motorbikes. You see these cages of, you know, like 20 dogs in them on the back of a tiny motorbike. And you know where that's going.
Yeah.
To a restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't have dog, but I ate fish.
That you know
I
of.
Ate prawns. I ate...
Let's just say you didn't order any.
Yeah, yeah. I kept off the red meat. Anyway, enough of that depressingness.
No red meat for me, thanks.
Let's get those.
I think we just need half a package of these so we can do that. Okay. Get our colander.
Yeah.
We're not making our own noodles, thank Christ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think I wouldn't know how. I think it's a bit like pasta, isn't it, to make
noodles. Yeah. I don't know. I've never done it.
Yeah.
Not today's issue.
Okay, we're going to make six, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay, I'll get the boiling water for you, girl. Perfect timing. But I can pour it over. I didn't know about this. I didn't know that you're meant to refresh them like this. I always just put them in the wok straight. Do you?
If I'm sautéing or something, yeah, I would put them directly in. But I suppose if you're adding a sauce or something.
Yeah.
Excellent.
There we are, with refreshed.
I shall refresh them with cold water now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling more refreshed already.
Exactly. Perfect August lunch, even light supper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also for kids, it'd be really good for children, wouldn't it?
They can make
it's
own.
Fun. It's fun. Rolling in a lettuce leaf. We're about to, we're going to roll in the lettuce.
Right. What are we doing next? We've got to mix the peanut butter, chili sauce, and lime juice together in a small bowl. Loosen the dressing with 2 tablespoons of boiled water. Did we reserve 2 tablespoons? Yeah. Fantastic. To give a pouring consistency. Fabulous.
Okay, so let's go and chop the limes and get the peanut. I'll get the peanut butter out. So we're making a satay sauce, which is a useful thing to learn anyway. Because I don't know about you, but my family, whenever we go any Eastern restaurant, it's satay is what the chicken satay is the starter.
Yes. Well, that's why it was great when my son was young, because he, you know, his favorite food was chicken on a stick, and there's no culture that doesn't have chicken on a stick. It's like, it's yakitori. No, it's chicken satay. Yeah. No, it's souvlaki.
Yeah.
It's chicken on a stick. Thanking you. It's on the menu.
Yeah.
We have a winner. Right, so 3 tablespoons. Yeah. Oh, I love
peanut butter, don't you?
I do.
And the way I like it is putting my finger in the jar. How about you?
Just jar and a spoon. That's all you need. Peanut butter, and jelly. Peanut butter, and jelly. First you take the peanuts and you pick them. You pick them, and then you mash them. You mash them. You're singing peanut butter, and jelly. I could go on.
Oh, round of applause to Miss Preed.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. So, of course, jelly is not jelly.
Well, it's confiture.
It's yeah, actually like jam.
But also in my house, we always had peanut butter and honey.
Now, I do that on toast. I do peanut butter, honey, and bananas.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is
my
perfect
go-to kind of when no one else is around. I'll have that for supper or lunch. Right, so we're now, we used more lime. We were naughty and we've used a whole lime. So it should be the liquid. It might be liquidy enough.
Yeah, we might not need the ingredients.
So is that all the ingredients then we need for the satay, which is just the satay sauce, which you buy, that sweet one. Lime.
Sweet chili. Yeah, sweet chili, peanut butter.
And now what do we do, Don Dons?
Next, so we're reserving 2 tablespoons of the satay dressing to serve. Then we're mixing the rest with the noodles. I forgot to put the noodles in a bowl. I gotta get a bowl for the noodles.
So yeah, Burma was a very interesting place. I visited that most recently about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. It's not cheap, but every hotel I stayed in was exquisite.
Well, they've only just opened it up to tourism. So
yeah, they don't want backpackers. They want dollars.
They don't want the riffraff.
No, they don't. And it was the hotels. I mean, my favorite one was on a lake called Inlay Lake, where the men row these kind of very thin, kind of, they're like canoes made of wood. Mm-hmm. And they use their leg and the paddle together, and they wear these gorgeous flared trousers, and they had a rule at our hotel that you, when you were 10 minutes from the hotel, you had to turn your little engine off. They have little outboards,
so you
quietly went in. You could just hear the lap of the water, and you'd see all these wild birds, and then your room was on the hotel was built on a floating garden. And I didn't know what a floating garden was, but it's literally like lots and lots of kind of like watercress. It looks like watercress. Yeah.
And like lily pads.
Lily pads, yeah.
Then
they put sticks in them to make them stay. Yeah. And it was the most, and I got obsessed by, opposite was a little island where the ducks went. And I got so into watching the ducks. That's what I did 24/7.
You go to Burma to become English.
Yeah. Yeah, to
discover your inner twitcher.
Exactly. Well, I'm definitely a twitcher. I adore birds.
Right. Okay. So we have, we've thrown in the sauce with the noodles.
We saved some back, remember?
Okay. Ah, and previously we did. We were busy jeweling in a way and matchsticking our
We've already done some prepping.
Our carrots, our spring onions,
and
the mango. So we're going to pop all of that in there and toss that around.
Okay, let's do that now.
Mm-hmm. We divide our lettuce leaves now.
Yeah, okay.
And then we top with the mango. Okay. We need to pause and chop our peanuts.
Oh, okay. Right, we're going to have to say goodbye for 1 second because Donna's got to get chopping those nuts. So presently we're dividing the noodles.
Dividing and conquering.
Onto the... Oh, just seen a little bit of soil on the lettuce. It means it's real. Now you add the mango and the prawns.
Yeah, mango and prawns. That's beautiful. The colors look so nice. It's like the colors of, like those green and yellow orchids.
Prawns, apparently what Victoria Beckham lives off prawns, doesn't she?
Yeah, well, they're you have zero calories practically.
Right. This is like a kind of Eastern prawn cocktail, really, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's nice that the noodles give it some heft. You know what I mean? Because otherwise you'd be like, okay,
yeah, it's not filling enough. Yeah.
But the noodles give it some, you know, that gives it real gravitas, as it were. Right, now for the nuts.
Now for nuts. And then we're going to have a bit of sauce for serving as well.
I think we can scoop a little on top, a little dollop on top. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
Save people the trouble of dipping.
Mm. God, this looks good. The colours, the pale pink of the prawns. Yeah.
That reminds me, I remember when you went to Burma and the little girls going to school, didn't they wear pale pink?
Yeah, the girls girls who were training to be Buddhists, which girls, they go at about 10. The boys wear the famous saffron robes.
Yeah.
But the girls have shaved heads as well, but they wear shell pink.
Oh.
And they look so pretty with these shaved heads. This lovely dark skin, and then I remember pale pink robes. I went and saw. Oh, God! And they don't. They never ever. They do this thing where they go begging in the community. It's not seen as kind of begging, but they never have to spend a penny because it's all about, if you're a Buddhist, giving back, you go to heaven.
Yeah.
So giving to, the most religious people in society means you get really extra brownie points.
Right. Well, and also you figure they're taking care of you as well, especially in Buddhist, we are all one kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. Well, looky that. Shall we take it outside and have some scrumptious noodle wraps?
Yeah, let's. So we're outside in the garden and we've got Dexter because it's the holidays and it's a lovely, lovely sunny day and we're about to try the noodle wrap. Dexter, what do you think of it?
It's very nice.
What does it taste of? What's it similar to?
Peanuts.
Yeah. So the peanut works. Okay, Donna, have a bite and then tell us what you think.
I love the mango with the shrimp and the peanut.
Yeah.
It's delicious. You know, it's a bit, because it's cold. Mm. It's like cold pad thai in a lettuce wrap. Fantastic.
This is one of the most delicious things we've made. I really...
It's so easy.
And that's what we like.
We started 20 minutes ago.
Mm.
I'm eating already.
Mm.
Heaven.
Heaven. Heaven. Do try this at home, folks. You wouldn't believe how good it is. Find this recipe in the August edition of Sainsbury's Magazine. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for radiogorgeous.com.